Sinatra, Man and His Music. Is the man going to talk about his dark ages when his career had that little stroke? When his voice ran away from home? When his records started selling like used Edsels? Nope. The man is an incorrigible optimist, a firm believer in cliches. It's always darkest just before the dawn. Somewhere there's a silver lining. When his cup is nearly empty, he says, hey, look, there's still some left. He has a philosophy about trouble. Don't feed it, maybe it'll go away. Sure, I've met frustration, and I don't like him either. I know discouragement, despair, and all those other cats. But I guess I knew that sooner or later something good was bound to happen to me. And here's one of the best things that ever did.
Angelo! Angelo! What?
I figured you'd be here at Joyce. I done it, Prue. I escaped just like I said. Just like I figured. In the back of a truck, on the top. They rode me right out. Just like I figured. Only the tailgate opened up, Prue, about a mile back, and I fell out in the road. You should see me bounce. I must have broke something. Fatso done it, Prue. He likes to whack me in the gut. He asked me if it hurts, and I spit at him like always. Only yesterday, it was bad. He hit me. He hit me. He hit me. I had to get out, Prue. I had to get out.
But
they're going to send you to the stockade, Prue.
No, they ain't going to send me to the stockade.
Watch out for Fatso. Watch out for Fatso. He'll try to crack you. And if they put you in a hole, don't yell. Don't make a sound. You'll still be yelling when they come to take you out. Just lay there. Just lay there. And be quiet.